morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about acreage reporting dates. Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2018 crops and land uses, including any new CRP, must annually be certified by following the Form FSA 578, which is a report of commodities, by July 15th of this year. Crop certification reports are required for producers who will enroll in the ARC and PLC programs, as well as commodity loans, loan deficiency payments, any conservation reserve or CRP, non-insured crop assistance disaster programs or NAP, and the livestock forage disaster program if we have it. In most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for program compliance. Also needed for the acreage report are planting dates, type and variety of the crop, and accurate acreages. It's a producer's responsibility to accurately report acreage and the producer's share or the risk in the individual crops. Any discrepancies found later may affect eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. FSA 578 filed after the July 15th date will be charged a minimum inspection fee of $31 per farm. If producers will be reporting prevented planting or failed acreage, please visit your crop insurance agent before you report any of those acres to FSA. June 15th is the deadline to report prevented corn and prevented soybeans. The date is June 30th. You can also report your 2019 perennial forages now. So any oats and things like that that were planted this spring, you can report for next fall. December 15th of 2018 is the deadline to report your 2019 forage crops. But you can take care of those things at this time as well. To save time and ensure accurate service, efficient service, we appreciate and highly encourage appointments for scheduling and completing your FSA program activities. So call and stop by. Call to or stop by to schedule your appointment today. Now some conservation program reserve cover maintenance reminders. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to the conservation plan without any additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of any other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before they begin any spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which started May 15th and extends through August 1st. Treatment includes anything like spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. As a reminder, producers who completed mid-contract management activities this spring, they're reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order for us to be able to process your payments. If mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, you do have until the 1st of August and up until September 30th of this year to get things done. Now, 2018 FSA County Committee elections. Nomination period for Cass County Committees begins June 15th, 2018. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the Cass County FSA office by the close of business on the 1st of August. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. Cass County FSA office is actively seeking nominees for the local administrative area 3, which encompasses Washington, Cass, Bear Grove, Pleasant, and Noble townships. If you reside in any of those townships and are involved with the farm as an owner, operator, or other tenant, please consider serving your fellow producers with the FSA County Committee. The annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on the Farm Service Agency Committees is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or a long-term producer, and whether you have a large or small operation. Elected County Committee members serve a three-year term, and they're responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal program issues to ensure that the needs of local producers are met. Committees meet about once a month, and members are paid for their time and reimbursed for their mileage expenses. To become a nominee, individuals must sign an FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers can nominate themselves, or they can nominate others as candidates. If you're part of an organization that represents minority and women farmers, they can also nominate candidates as well. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the county committee. For more information or to complete an application, please contact our office. And finally, farm loan funding for underserved groups and beginning farmers. FSA reminds producers that they offer targeted farm ownership and farm operating loans to assist underserved applicants as well as beginning farmers and ranchers. USDA defines underserved applicants as a group whose members have been subject to racial, ethnic, or gender prejudice because of their identity as members of the group without regard to their individual qualities. The Farm Loan Program purposes targeted underserved groups include women, African Americans, American Indians, and Alaska Natives, Hispanics, Asians, and Pacific Islanders. Underserved or beginning farmers and ranchers who cannot obtain commercial credit from a bank can apply for either an FSA direct loan or guaranteed loan. Direct loans are made to applicants by the FSA. Guaranteed loans are made by lending institutions who arrange for FSA to guarantee the loan. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of the principal and interest on the loan. The FSA guarantee allows lenders to make ag credit available to producers who do not normally meet lenders' underwriting criteria. Direct and guaranteed loan programs provide for two types of loans, either farm ownership loans or farm operating loans. In addition to either of those, FSA now has microloans through the direct loan program. Focus of microloans is on the beginning need, financing needs of small beginning farmer, niche, or non-traditional farm operations. Microloans are available for both ownership and operating financial needs. To qualify as a producer, individual or entity must meet eligibility requirements outlined for direct or guaranteed loans. Additionally, individuals and all entity members must have operated a farm for less than 10 years. Applicants must materially or substantially participate in the program in the operation. For more information on FSA's farm loan programs and targeted underserved and beginning farmer guidelines, stop by our office or visit fsa.usda.gov/farmloans. In closing, more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you can have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, we're located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.